This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Diplomats negotiating over North Korea's nuclear program report what sounds like a breakthrough. In a draft agreement, North Korea promises to abandon its nuclear weapons. In exchange, it would receive energy assistance and security guarantees. The North Koreans are talking with their neighbors and the United States, whose chief negotiator is Christopher Hill.
The issue, of course, is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. A problem that's been with us for quite a while, a problem that's not yet solved by this agreement, but which we hope can be solved eventually through this agreement.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn has been covering the Beijing negotiations and joins us now. And Anthony, how big a deal is this?
Well, let's say that the talks really looked like they were in danger of breaking down. They had been talking for a week, and the American delegation was about to go home. At the last minute, it looks like they pulled the deal through, and they're calling it some sort of a victory for multilateral diplomacy. There are many people who thought that there was no negotiating with North Korea, and after more than two years and many rounds of talks, there was a feeling that things weren't going anywhere, but now they seem to have an agreement. And there are hopes now that this will ease some of the tension between Washington and Pyongyang, that Washington will not have to go through with certain measures that it had hinted at, like freezing North Korea's assets or referring North Korea to the UN Security Council. So it appears to be a step in the right direction, but as Negotiator Hill pointed out, it could be many years before there are more concrete results.
Well, I'm trying to figure out here what's actually on this piece of paper. Is this an actual agreement to do concrete things, or is this one of those agreements to agree once they work out the details?
The significance is that it's a it's an agreement to work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula through peaceful means, and that's the first time they've been able to agree on that, even though it's very vague and only a framework. Now, they had already offered North Korea a deal, which included the security guarantees, energy assistance, economic assistance. But North Korea came back and asked for also, in addition, light water nuclear reactors for generating electricity. And that's what the talks were deadlocked over. And the U.S. said it would consider those in future and consider North Korea's right to a peaceful atomic energy program at an appropriate time. So the sequence of these steps still has to be decided.
So everything's tentative here, but what happens next?
Well, the six parties are going to meet again in November, and they're going to talk about a lot of things, these energy guarantees. That would be electricity being pumped in from South Korea. They're also going to talk about taking steps to normalize relations between Washington and Pyongyang. They're also going to talk about letting inspectors, atomic inspectors, back into the country. So they have to work on the concrete measures. So this is really only the beginning.
And just in a couple of seconds here, what is the role of China here, North Korea's closest neighbor and closest ally?
This should do a lot to ease tensions between the U.S. and China. The tensions were considerable about trade issues, human rights. And because the Chinese brokered this deal and because they're North Korea's only ally, there was a feeling that, you know, they should be able to apply pressure and reach a deal. And this agreement seems to have validated the whole process.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.